Hello, and thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Ruzeski. Today is Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. Thanks for being here. Before we look at some headlines, let's look to the week ahead. I think it's funny that Friday is a cluster of holidays that are inadvertently related. It's Forgiven X Day and Mulligan Day and World Trauma Day. Inadvertently, a collection of holidays to address some of those messy breakups and or divorces from the past. In this episode, we look at what the legislature was up to on Tuesday, an incredibly interesting study on vehicle fatalities, and a story about when politicians probably know better but just can't help themselves. And then we wrap it all up with a quote from the man that authored Common Sense, one of the best known pieces of writing that helped shape our nation and our government. And while everyone is locking in their answers, let's jump into some news together. So starting off, I want to repeat something that's been sticking in my head all week from last week's episode. I'm not sure if I emphasized this necessarily enough. America's housing market was valued at $35 trillion and in 5 years grew to $55 trillion. That's in the range of doubling in 5 years. That's completely illogical and really makes me assume there's eventually going to have to be some sort of correction. Just remains to see how big or small it's going to end up being. In other news, there was an incredibly interesting bit of research that came out of Wright State University, which is in Montgomery County, Ohio. They looked at the autopsy results of drivers over a six-year period from 2019 to 2024 in the entire county. In there, 2023 to 2024, recreational marijuana was legal in Ohio, so they can look at before and during its legality. Here are the highlights. The study looked at 246 deceased drivers that had toxicology tests. Over 40% of the driver fatalities tested positive for THC at 30 nanograms per milliliter, which is how they test that, I suppose. They were at 30 nanograms per milliliter. 2 to 5 nanograms per milliliter is considered too intoxicated to drive. They were way past that. 40%. That is crazy. Now, to be fair, there are multiple colleges in Dayton, and maybe there isn't much else for college students to do there, but that's a really high number, pun intended. Thank you very much. But it does make you consider a bunch of questions, and I'm sure this is a thread that people will pull on. Maybe some more research needs to be done on this. Maybe what we've been trying to educate people on hasn't quite stuck yet. In other news, the Wisconsin Assembly and Wisconsin Senate both had floor sessions yesterday. They passed a bunch of their own bills, then they took up each other's bills to get a number of things wrapped up or try to get some stuff wrapped up. It's good news because the Senate hadn't held a floor session since July, so they needed to get some stuff done. Unfortunately, the Republican margins were so thin last session that they had trouble getting things done then also, so they're being unfortunately consistent. Some of the more amusing things that happened, if you call them amusing, were just some of the aftermath of either behind-the-scenes wrangling or procedural things. One lawmaker opposes a motion that had already passed, so someone else reopens that motion to suggest it doesn't pass and they should re-vote on it and that it won't go forward anymore. So then the first person retracts their motion. Then the second person retracts the reopening. It was just jumping through hoops upon hoops in the Roberts Rules way that government slogs along. Another amusing note was this. So a bipartisan thing that tends to happen at the end of a floor session is people will get up, some of the lawmakers, and make a procedural request to adjourn in honor of a particular person. They'll move to adjourn in honor of, say, someone in the district that retired from being the head of the local Lions Club after 30 years, or a librarian that had a 40-year anniversary, or someone that just passed away that was well-known in the community, you know, things like that. It's a way to recognize people that wouldn't normally get too much recognition on this kind of stage. Well, it just so happens that someone that's running for another office next year got up and decided to adjourn in honor of Thomas Paine. Yes, the founding father, because they wanted to say one of Thomas Paine's quote, which then turned into a good 5-minute rant about all sorts of federal topics and injustices and all sorts of whatnot. It's one of those times where I'm sure that the person knew that there's a time and place for everything, and this probably wasn't it. And finally, since I mentioned Thomas Paine a minute ago, I'll give you one of his quotes from Common Sense, one of the famous papers that helped mold our nation, and I quote, "A body of men holding themselves accountable to nobody ought not be trusted by anybody." Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.